Okay, let's just review what we've seen so far. Gemara Lamed Daled on the base. Shilam Leisha, Shilam Labal, Shoman Leisha, Shom Labal. Rashi, the Gemara does not bring down here Kiyam Peres Kikinyan Aguv. The Gemara is concerned about one thing and one thing only. Who you pay the keren to, who gets the kefil, and therefore who you're going to mark the kefil to. That's it. Now, Rashi is very, very clear that the keren, the isha, this is even after Tekanos Usha, remember. Isha has the guf, she gets the keren. Rashi doesn't bring in Takana Susha. They don't say anything depends on Takana Susha. Rashi is not oblivious to the fact that there is such a thing as Takana Susha. So Rashi doesn't say, well, before Takana Susha, she this. After Takana Susha, that. No. She gets the Karen, she gets the cable, and that's it. Okay. Then the other issues is apotropos, not apotropos, how that works. Tosis is a little here, not so simple. Trying to understand Rashi. So he said, he begins as a split, the payment of Karen is split. But again, Kim Peres Kikin Aguf does not directly enter into the issue. Question is it Kinyan Peres? And the Shoal, he told to suggest the possibility it split the value of the guf and the value of the Peres. And that's how you split the Tashmish. Those were in Kiyav Achrayas. Ramban can't tolerate such a thing. Ramban Kiyav Ashovah. Kiyav Ashovah goes back to the Ish. That's the sugya. Next sugya. Balavim otzarev avamir aleph. Balavim otzarev avamir aleph. Who is an owner? King Paris kikin yaguf. King Paris lav kikin yaguf. Now here you have a very, very clear machlokas. We've shown him how to understand tzarev avamir aleph, which is going to deeply affect. There's a rival. Ravid says like this. Ravid in the Shita. Shom and Isha. Imtin Saloma Shom and Ashutfin. Menishlo Echemehem, Bahu Pagam is Mifta. Baham Lichshi, is he a Shutif or not? Is he a Shutif? Kim Paris Kikin Aguf, Kim Paris Lav Kikin Aguf. Is there a part ownership or not part ownership? Rive it very clear. You take a look in the Ritva here in the Shita. Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Aguf. He said, Shaman Isha. Initially Isha. Initially Isha. He says, okay. Isha Shishola. He says, when you're King Paris King Yagov, when you're in Dvarm de Loas, near the hot as you bankished in Saloma Gabi Shutfin, whatever you say about Shutfin, I disagree with the Rivet. The way in a Kulo Shoel or the Sagamon Palka Show, all him a boiler, King Paris King Yagov, Domi, Ukishoel, Labailo, Nishalo, Harikan Kulo Shoel, Kulo Bailim. Oh, Dilma Lavki Kinyanakufton. And Kanafilu Chatsi Shoel, Chatsi Bailim. Kin Paris Kikinyakuf means you the our entire Baal. Not 50-50, 100-0. One Madama says 100-0 this way, one Madama says 100-0 that way. It's 100-0. Okay, that's how he says. Then the next one, Baba Plukta Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Perish. What did Rami Bar Choma think? Rami Bar Choma didn't say, he didn't know. And then later on, the Gemara comes in. Rami Bar Choma, lo parsha lo mehocha, lamish lo yoda. It's not that he didn't know that there's a machlokas, king Perish, king Gagu. It's a machlokas all over Shas. Everyone knows that. Plugged Rav Achas, he bechulo Talmudu. El de'iu svirile, de dil mershani hocha. In Shaila Babam, those Sagilon Elekishus who's Gomor Beguf, below me shum Kim Paris. Now, God, have a kicking a goofu, Mili the Alma. We treated it, but we make believe it's a full kingdom, but not in reality a full kingdom. Some sort of make believe hocus pocus. Philemon don't have King Paris love King Agupton. The King Paris have King Agupton came in the Ike. Why? Gabe She'ela. Maybe She'ela, I own those King Yonim, or not own those King Yonim. Okay. And then we say, no, it's totally the best. That's what Rambam Chama may have thought. Oh. Send the coin to the right, there's no problem. It's an Imtin Saloma because it's the 50-50 split. So, right here, the Raivin and the Ritva are setting down very clearly L'chora, what they believe is Kiyin Peres Kiyin Yagoftan. 100, that it's 100, 0, 0, 100, or 50-50. Or 100, 0. Okay. Now, that's a very key thing. You have to always know what your options are. And the Gemara here brings in Kim Peres King Aguf, and somehow doesn't mention Takonos Usha at all. So, and Lechore, it's independent of Takonos Usha. Independent of Takonos Usha. You see, for instance, how the Rambam paskins. How does the Rambam paskin this halacha? Isha Shishola Tess. Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Hashom and Isha Nishalo Baila Einu Shekinyan Peros Einu Kekinyan Hagof Vein Labal Ela Peros. Wait 1 second. The Rambam is writing this after Takonos Usha. So that means even if Takonos Usha, Balokeachava, but King and Paris, Lavki, King and Aguf, that's we pass in the Shlokish here. And therefore, he has no ownership in this goof, Lagabi Ball of Nemo Holocaust. Okay. For some reason, Takonos Usha is not a relevant factor. It's not the Gemara is waiting till God to Amid Beis. No. The Psak of the Rambam is very, very clear. If you take a look in the Rif and the Rosh, for instance, what does the Rif say? The Kaimelon Behokere Shlokish. He passed like Reish Lokish. So, the Rambam's coming right off the Rif. What does the Rosh tell us? Boy. Shomanish, Paras Nechsemiluk, Venisha Lo Bala. Isha Shah, he says. Plug to Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Makim Perak, you're going to do it on Rishab. So Rabbi Yochanan, right? Ah, you turn the page, he talks all about Takanot Susha. You know, it's not that he didn't know in Simon Beis what he's talking about in Simon Gil. Exactly what he's going to be talking about. He didn't forget in Simon Gimel when he sent Simon El. So apparently, even after Takanot Susha, King Paris Lavka King and I go down. Number one, we have to point that out. So don't say after Takanot Susha, everyone holds Baba Nilsa Yishtro is King and I go. If so, these people have short term memory loss. I mean, what are they talking about? Rambam, Riff Rosh, that's it. Okay. Then the Gemara has a very interesting thing. Baal Benirse Yishta. He gets Kiyam Peiris. Now, and the goof belongs to her. So what has happened? He has taken her para into his rishos with his Kenyan Paris. So by taking her para into his rishos, he now is a shomer on her goof. Why? Anytime. What is the halacha of a shoa? I go in and I borrow something from someone. I just borrow it. I didn't say I'm a schayiv and this, that, and the other thing. I didn't say I have to watch it. I just want to, people come borrow things all the time. Certain appliance in my house. The other day, someone came to my wife. They're doing ironing. Their iron, something went wrong with their iron. Can they borrow my wife? Borrow the iron from my wife. Here, use the iron, give it back. What did they talk about using the iron? I shmira. We already saw shmira. The Torah said, no, you take Kinyone Tashmish, we're going to hit you with Shmira. The Baal took Kinyone Tashmish, he has Peros, so what sort of a Shomer is he? He's a Socher, this, that, and the other thing. Okay. But the Gemara is taking for granted that he becomes a Shomer because he took Sussei Tashmish. The moment you take Sussei Tashmish, that's included in Peros. So, Yochai v'shmir. What level of shmir? What level of onsen? Is it a shovel? Is it a socher? Or it says, wait a second, we never get to that because it's balavimo. So what's Rabbi Yochum ask? Okay. So Rabbi Yochum has a different ukimta. Ogimin apara v'hodin asba. He borrowed this para, she borrowed this para and got married. So Rashi says, what are we dealing? And the Gemara seems to say, what are we dealing with? Now, he takes over this para. He takes over her kinyanei tashmish. So, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi and according to Rabbanu, what's the halacha? Okay. Then the Gemara says, you made a mistake. After there was before Takanot Susha and after Takanot Susha. Before Takanot Susha may have been a valid question. After Takanot Susha is not a valid question. Comes along Tosis and says, Umihu, even after Takanot Susha, let's just identify what everybody is saying. And as we, before we even get to the Gemara Bar Basra, just organize what we have. Umiu near Lari the Shochinim have the Shomachinim after Takanot Susha. Why? The Baal has the Mashil's property in his Rishos. By marrying her means he took it into his Rishos. And therefore, taking someone's property into my Rishos, I become a Shomer. What is he? He's a shamachinim. He's a lokeach of those. Okay, fine. So I'm not. And what's the difference between lokeach? Do I own those who say tashmish, or I don't own those who say tashmish? I'm borrowing those who say tashmish. Wait 1 second. When she borrowed this para, she owned those who say tashmish. She didn't own those who say tashmish. She didn't own those who say. She was borrowing those who say tashmish. So he didn't borrow it from her. He was kona it from her. So whatever he has now is back to the Bible. But wait 1 second. He has the mashals kinyane tashmish that he took from the Isha. And the shamachinim. As long as I now have what I... He can't get more from the Isha than the Isha herself got. Right? Can't get more from the Isha than the Isha herself got. No, it doesn't work that way. So, whatever she got, he didn't borrow from her. He bought from her. He took it from her. But, okay. Now, she vis-a-vis the Bailam was a show. He vis-a-vis the Bailam is now a shomachinum. After the Konosusha. Let's take a look at the Rosh, take a look at the Rambam. Yeah.
But if we're saying he owns that, so
How do we balance that? That is all of what I am presenting now as part of this big puzzle. I'll solve parts of the puzzle. Let's take a look at the Rosh. I'm just organizing what information we have at the end of a sugya, so what information do you have coming out of a sugya, and what are the ideas behind the information? Simen Gimel. Boy Rami Bachama, Baba Nirsa Yishto, Shol Avo Sochav, Amar Rav, Oshabesht, Moira. He could boil a Chaliv the Rabbi Yossi, Oma Tars to the Poral of Bailam Rishonim, command the Sholmi Naihu, Shol Havo, command the Sholmi Odom Socha. Gemara says, "Do Socha have v'lo lokeach." But the Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, the Oma, who is kino yishem achman yisrigu b'chayi b'alom esir motzvi yara lekuchos. He says, "The Ri says, he's a shomachin. V'gabe b'al b'nichsa yishlo lo nafkim midi to have a pshita b'alom potom esir." He disagrees with the Ri, he says. No. According to the Ri, he's a shamachinim of the owner. I say no. Whatever shomer he is, he's a shomer of the Isha and his Volavim. If you take a look in Pupula Charifta, I feel Rabbi Yossi. I'm a Tarsa. A command to show me now. Honey, milk is a so hishil. In law, I'm a Tarsa. It doesn't. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan don't apply here. Why not? Who remembers the Rosh's Mahalach there in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan? This is an automatic consequence of the Rosh's statement there. Does anyone remember? Okay. My dear gentlemen. What? Shliach. Wait, would that apply in this case? Apparently, it doesn't apply in this case. Because when the Socher acts, so what is the socher is acting on behalf of the maskir. Any being a socher, what do? I'm acting on behalf. What is a shomer? He's the extension of the owner. So when he does something, what happens? He's acting. There's no minu shlichus. He's acting on behalf of the owner. But here, he didn't do anything. It happened.
The Gemara was
coming. What?
The Gemara said it had to do with Rabbi Yosi.
So that's a very... You see this long pulpul haruf to try to figure that out. That's a very good question. You're going to give an answer to that. But he says, what does he say? After Takon, before Takon Otsusha, after Takon Otsusha, something funny is happening here. That is exactly what the Papul Harifta is scratching his head about in the Rosh. So the Rosh says, no, after Takon Otsusha, it's a nothing. So Lamai Nafkimina, he says, but there is a Nafkimina. If I am Lokech L'Shloshim Yom, then I'm a Shomachinah. I agree with the assault of the Re, but not in this case. And that's after Takon Otsusha. Okay. Wait 1 second, Rabbi, let me just finish. Take a look in our friend the Rambam. He has a whole different Malach. Bates. Ish Shishala, Beis Yud Aleph. I'm just organizing the material we should have seen already, we could have seen already, we might have seen already, just to get the whole picture out. Ish Shishala, Vakach Nises. Hari Habal Kalokeach Mimeno. To her. What about to the Baal HaRishonim? After all, the Rambam does Paschal like Rabbi Yossi. Lefikach, Moise Behemo Mesa Habal Potter. Afishim Ishtamish Ba. Afilu Poshabo. He disagrees with Tosus. He's not a Shamachinim to anybody. But he has his brand new Aloha. Rambam continues to mystify. He always will throw in something to show you I have a different approach. She owes the owner. She was a shoal. She remains a shoal. She never got out of being a shoal. Fact that she got married, she's a shoel. He is not a shoel min ha-shoel, or socha min ha-shoel. He's a lokeach min ha-shoel. So he has no achrayas to her. Since he has no achrayas to her, boom. Maybe he has an achrayas to the owner, says the Rambam. Im hodia es ba'alo, shehu she'ulo, I was a nichnas tachtecha. It says, what does that mean? The Rambam is coming from a whole different angle. I get susay tashmish. Susay tashmish and not machayim beyond sin. If the father is a shoal and he dies, the yorshim have susay tashmish without a chiyavon. But here, why? Because it's the Yoresh, the Kinyanei Tashir, not the Kinyanei Shmur, and the Chiyav Achrayus. The two are separable. But here, he took it. He took it without realizing what he took. So if I realize I'm taking your property into my Rishus, I have a Chiyav. But if I don't realize I'm taking your property, I was never Mechayim myself. Okay. And what is he? Nichnat, he becomes a shoel. Not like Tosfos HaShomachinim under all circumstances. Not like the Rosh Potter under all circumstances. But totally different situation. Now, for this to figure out why they should end up with this, we already began seeing the Roshes coming from where his anger was. This we first have to understand Takana Susha. This is after Takana Susha. The Pasha of the Gemara is before Takana Susha. It's a case of Shomer Shemotzel Shoma. After Takana Susha, it's not Shomer Shemotzel Shoma. So what's Takana Susha all about? What? What'd you say?
Maybe repeat the
Steer Rambam. Steer Rambam? I didn't say it's a Steer Rambam. Let's just read what the man has to say. But he says, Eisho shesho alo, Yaakach nises, Ari habal kelokeach mimenu. He's a lokeach. So what is he talking? Hasn't forgotten the Takana Susha. I'm taking the Gemara. Yes, there is Takana Susha. Because he's a lokeach, the ain't a lo shomer socha v'lo shoal. So it has nothing to do with shomer shemotzel l'shomer. It has nothing to do with machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Forget it. Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is only without takana susha. With takana susha, that's out. L'fikach m'hoisa behemu meso. The animal had a heart attack and died. But even though he's been mishtamish, but he's using it, he has kinyan etashra. But his kinyan etashra is out taking the chiyuv echrayis and kinyan shmira. Afilu posha, but even if it's a posheya, mimneshu kolokeach. Oh, he's a lokeach. So therefore, he's not chayiv to her. He's not chayev to her. He didn't take. He's not a shomesheni. But and legabe the baidim, he's never mechayev. What about her? Well, she was a shoal. She took a chiyav achrayas. She never got rid. She never got rid of that chiyav achrayas. So she stays that chiyav achrayas. But if he wants to continue using and knowing it's a shula, then he's chayiv in onsen. He becomes a shoal of whom? The ba'alim horishonim, the mashil. And that's all because of what? Takana Susha. Without Takana Susha, it's playing the Mishnah. Asoch hazar, pov hishilu. Okay, that's the Gemara then. He's saying the Gemara in its most literal, simple way. What? What? The Rambam is very clear. The other Rishonim, let us go back. What is Tosfos say? Since it's Lokeach, he has no Chiyuv Achrayus to the Isha. Because he's not a Socher Shoal from the Isha. He has no Chiyuv Achrayus to whatsoever to the owner. And he just has his property in his Rishos. Now, what would be before Takana Susha? Tosfos doesn't talk about it. Tosfos doesn't mention. We'll have to figure it out. L'chora, everyone's going to agree with the Rambam. How'd she get rid of her Chiyuv? Or not? That the Rambam has. That, the one who addresses it, directly is the Rambam. Tosfos doesn't address it. And if you take a look in the Rosh, he doesn't address it at all. Could be they agree, could be they don't. We'll have to keep that in mind. But according to the Rosh, for instance, Takana Susha changes everything in a dramatic way. Very dramatic, according to the Rambam also. So, now, let us see the Gemara in Baba Basra. That's you get all the facts straight, understand the Shakla Vatari Gemara the best you can, see what my options are, see the whole sukkah, and then we put it all together in one pretty package. It's a Mishnah. I hope I just organize it very clearly what all the facts are on the ground. Hakotz in the chotzer lebonav, says Rashbam. He's about to marry this woman. Bori shirotz lisa ish. He's about to. Vein erotz leshab in the chotzer leishto. He has a lot of property. He owns this massive mansion. And what's going to happen after Maav Esrim? She can live there. You know, he's a billionaire who's marrying a young woman. She'll be able to live there for the entire time in this massive mansion. Doesn't want that. He wants his children to have that mansion. Bori shirotz lisa isho vein erotz l'shabin l'chotzav l'ishto pen yafzidu bonim sheyesh lo mishto rishona. He has children from his first wife. Rotz l'chotzav l'hem l'chotzav l'achamotzo ela sheyocho peros b'chayev. He wants to eat peros b'chayim and they should get it l'achamisa. So if they get it l'achamisa, so she's cut out of the whole thing. And it's done before he marries her. So the ksuba is, so it's not included in the shibur of the ksuba. Tzorch sheyichtov, according to the Tanakam, tzorch sheyichtov. Hayom alachamis, the mashmat says, Hayom yekonu lochmar guflavado. Alachamis, teinig meres hamatona. It's not a second matona, it is a matona in process, that today you get the goof, and the kinyan of the goof is nigma to include payrus later on. Be very careful in the lashon of the Rashbam. Nigmeres is not a nigmeres. At least in the Tanakam, it should all go on payrusel lachamisotz avvelah me'ayom lelotzanam klum. But without it, the ain matona lachamisa. He can't give a matona that'll chal the second he dies. At that point, he doesn't own anything. So he has to give something. He has to give a matona now. Rabbi Yosef and Tzorach, Richtov Mayom, time before Eshbe Gemara. Okay. So, Rabbi Yosef, the question is that he has to spell out this fact, or that's implicit in that fact? Okay. So then the Gemara says, Itmar. Haben Shemocha Ben. So this, let's assume to make life easy, he has one son. And he gave it to this son. Hamocha Ben Bechayoav, Umeis Haben. Bechayoav. Says Rashbam. Excuse me, the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ha'aven yocholimkor." The father can't sell it. Mehem k'suvim leben. Ha'ben en yocholimkor mehem shemishus ha'av. Says the Rashbam, "Mocher ha'aven yocholimkor la'acher haguf ba'peirus legamri." He can't give away guf and peirus completely. He already gave the son the goof. The ben can't sell everything. Why? And the father lied because the father has a right, he pays. Both together could sell it completely. Okay, but what happens if each one sells his part separately? That's the Gemara. Mocha haben b'chayoav, umeis haben b'chayoav. The son sold it b'chayoav, and umeis haben b'chayoav, and he died. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo kona lo keyach. Afilu l'keshiyom v'so'av achakach. Now here there's a very subtle machlokas we're going to see happening between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Let's just give a little an extra fact. I showed you there's a Mishnah Melech. It says, what happens if I sell you this soda and you have the payris for all my olamim? So what do I have? I own it, but you have all the usage of it forever and ever, ever, and I can't use it. So what do I have? I have nothing. I have nothing. So then the person I sold it gets the guftu. I have nothing. I can sell it to somebody else. What's he going to do with it? What value does it have? It's a nothing. So you own property that you can't do and can't use. Just, okay. It's like what we saw on Saturday. Blah, blah, blah. I borrow something to look like a lirospa. I park your three Teslas in my driveway, so I'll look as I own three Teslas. Okay. What do I have out of it? People think I own. So here, if I put down on a balance sheet everything I own it. But what can I do with it? Nothing. Except put it down on a balance sheet. I own it. There's nothing I can do with it. So Mishnah Melech says, you don't own anything. Okay. So what does Rav Yochanan say? What happens? The son sold it. What does the son have? Kinyan goof without any payros, but he's going to get the payros later on. So the only purpose of this Kinyan Aguf is for the future payros. A Kinyan Aguf without any potential of payros is not a Kinyan. This is what the Rashbam is saying, exactly the point of the Mishnah. So the son now gets the Guf. What meaning does that have? That when the father dies, what did the Rashbam say? The Kinyan is Nigmar. And now he gets the whole thing. But if he's not alive, so he never gets anything. So it's the first step on the way to nowhere. And so what happens? The mechira is no good. So let's say the father had 5 children, and 4 he wanted. Not only he wanted to cut out his wife, he wanted to cut out the other four children. He wants to pay us now, and the son dies first. So the son's kinyan never completed. So it means the mechira wasn't a mechira. And since the mechira is not a mechira, so it goes back to whoever the Yorshe Avos says. Lo konu lo keach. Says Tosis, Perish Rivom, the Yachzru lo Yorshe Haben, lo Yuchlu lo Kuchos, Loma Avicha Zovin. Oh. It cancels out the Mechira of the son. But the Mechira of the father to the son, that's Chai V'Kai. Why? Because it has a reality that the Yorshim are going to get the payros. And according to what the Rashbam says, no. Since the son never got the payros, so the father's mechir, the father's matana to him was nothing. Okay, so what is it? The fact that I began a king that's going to be nigmar li de Yorshim, is it something? But the son himself never ended up buying, according to Rashbam, and according to Tosafot, the son himself never ended up owning anything. He has a chus to own it after the Mises Ha'av, and since he never had that chus, and he never realized that chus, it never came to fruition. It never came to fruition. So, not a king, there's nothing for him to sell. Did he ever get it? Was the father's? That's a separate issue. If a king now, that'll be come to fruition with the Yorshim, if that's a king. That is Machlokes and Rashbam and Tosfos. But they're saying a very basic thing. The goof without any potential, without payers is nothing. What are you going to do with it? So says Rabbi Yochanan. Sha'av upisha meisa ben, achakach meisa av. Yoch yorsha ben yorshin es matonoso. Yorshi ha'av. V'gabi mechiru haris, he says. Miu, im lo mochrin ha'ben b'chayav, if he hadn't settled b'chayav, ha'yem bodu Rabbi Yochanan. Av bisha meisa ben, achakach meisa av. Yoch yorshin ha'ben yorshin es matonoso. Lo yorshi av. Agam mechiru haris silik nafsha. Says yes, the father's matana is working. Not it'll become realized through the orshin. But if I gave the if the son gave away any rights he has and to a lokeach who can't get them, then there's nothing for the children to be yorish. Perek. Mechobu Baba Kam and Forish Pluktai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kana Lokech. Amar Lo Ki Ktoni Masnim. Rocha Ben En Lokech Hashem Otsav. O Ki Ma Yisis Le Lokech. Do Lo Meis HaBen B'Chayav. Do Otsu Lu Liyode De Ben. Avo Meis HaBen B'Chayi Ho'av. Lo Otsu Liyode De Ben. Ki Ma Yis Nami Les Le Lokech. Amo Kinyan Perus Ki Kinyan Haguv Domin. Vechi Zovin Lav Didei Zovin. What he never got, I'm a king in Paris, kicking a gupta. He's on Ladi, very schlocker, shama kick. Conalokev, Amalok, kick Tony Masni. So what happens? The father has the payrolls. If the father has the payrolls, who has the kinyan in this goof for the purpose of payrolls? If kinyan. So the father, what is a kinyan? Payrolls, kicking a goof. So the father owns the goof for the purpose of payrus. He gave it to the son for a goof for future payrus. A goof for future payrus and you never get the payrus is nothing. Kim payrus, and he says, very shlok. The chizovin lavdi day reishlok asama king and payrus lokeya king amakona amalach kik toni masin mochaben in lokeya chashiyom usav king mayes miyo is lokeya loshna lo meisabem chayav dotsu yodeb. Why? Because the father has no kinyan in the guf hadovo. What did he have? The Rashbam continues. And this king of Peru, Shiesh lo la'av ki ilu haguf konu lo. Now, is this like the Ritfo, the Rashbam talking is like the Ritfo, or like the Raifid? What did the Ritfo say, king of haguf, king of Peru, king of he's the 100% owner. What did the Raifid say? Split. If you'll take this on its simple way, so what you have to do, Emetz Hashem B'li Neder, all of you for tomorrow, is to see the Ritva here, how he interprets it. If the Ritva has told us, that's fine. But we'll see. The Rashbam seems to be interpreting like the Ritva. He'll haguf koni lo completely. Ben Yochel Limko had nothing to sell. El Amenasos the Yoder. He had, all he had was goof on the assumption he'll get payroll someday. So he had no kinyonim in the goof hadover at all. You can't sell, they're not selling futures here. Selling futures are sugis and as own Eshach. Here, there are no futures here. What is it? He had a schus to get the payros b'shas miso. He was yoish that schus from the father. See what he says here. Schus aviv shahaya lo b'karka. The father didn't have a bailus in the karka. He said, so he's yoish that kinyan the father had in the karka, and that combines with his kinyan. It's all one big deal. Maybe
see, here's a very key Rashbam.
So the Rashbam now has told you exactly what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I give you Kenyan Paris. You get a shibud. Then my karka is meshubit to you for the purpose of payros, or my karka is koni to you for the purpose of payros. That is the machlokas. Okay, now the Rashbam is defined, at least in his view, and if it's koni for the purpose of payros, you have the entire kinyan. And the Baal Haguf only has it for future purposes. Now, Rav Yochanan Sova lo kana lokeach. Tosis. V'teime im kein amai itzdrich takonos ushe. De ishe shemocha benichse halug b'chai baal umeise dolo. Osis of lo klom. Now, Tosuk could be asking a question on a number of different levels. You're asking a simple question. If the Baal has Kenyan Peiros and the Ish has Kenyan Aguf, so, and Kim Peiros can Kenyan Aguf, so, am I itzuch takonos? The ishi shemach when you're saying lulog b'chaye baila umeisa also lulokum. Why not? She has nothing. She has the goof for some future purpose, and then she dies. That future purpose never came to fruition. Now, Tosis is doing an incredible equation here. Could be it's a simple equation, could be not. The father gave away the goof, but kept the payros. So there he is the full owner of the goof. He hasn't given anything away in reality. She owned payros and goof. She's now giving away the payros. Does she left with anything? According to Tosis' kasha, she's left with nothing. She has nothing to sell. She has something to sell that in the future she's going to get that back.
Isn't Tosis' question, why is her sale if she dies first?
Let me finish. So what is it? She has no payros now. So what does her goof mean? In the future she'll get payros. In the future, she never got payros, so she has nothing. So there's nothing for herself. Why do you need takonos usha to say that her sale is invalid? She sold empty air. She is going to get the goof back, the payros back, after the termination of the marriage. When she is alive after the termination of marriage, she's going to get it back. But what terminated the marriage? Her death. So she had nothing. She had nothing b'shaita. So there's no mechira. So her mechira is like the mechira Saben, who died and nothing happened with him. Here's Shloma. Now, that is number one. I have a different question. And after Takanas Usha, according to Reish Lakish, did they just say, so for an Isha Kinyan Peretz is Kinyan Aguf? What'll be? Very simple. This woman has a vineyard. So, who brings Bikurim? Just ask a simple question. Who brings Bikurim? The husband, the wife, maybe, who brings Bikurim? Before Takana Sushi, after Takana Sushi. Yesh Loma. That's in Reish Lakish. We paskin like everyone except Rabbi Natan paskins like Reish Lakish. So halacha l'maaseh, and everyone paskins, almost everyone paskins Takana Sushi. Yesh Loma. Why did I need it? Kagon shekotzav lo dinu adar mainly with payers nechsayach payers for nechsayach atzov kolo lo kotzav nechsayach. In a place that he said, and if he wrote into his ksuba, I have no rights to your payers. Then even if he has no rights to the payers, still she cannot sell it b'chayav. Okay. So according to this teretz, in a normal case of nechse milug, you didn't, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't need takana susha at all. Rabbi Yochanan said, you didn't need it at all. According in a normal case, takana susha is totally not applicable. Now, according to Reish Lakish, I did need takana susha. Now, this is what this teretz in Tosfos says. Inami. Inami. Hotsam kinyan peres de baal lo hevel midrabonon. Lo mitzuchi lichtov me hayom lo heve kinyan aguf. Kar itzuch takonet usha. According to Reb Yochanan. No, there's a difference if I'm mocher, my sodal peros, or nechse milug. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what now? The question: so, what's the takon of takon of susha? Is it they upgraded nechse milug, or they did something else that made the upgrade unnecessary? Okay. Now, take a look. Maybe Vienna Kore. So, according to Reish Lakish, maybe Vienna Kore. Why, says Rashi, but at least he has a shibun. Says Tosfos, Perish Kun, maybe Mishumad Mosul Karinibe. It's a shibun. Ben a Kore, the low Karinibe, Mino Adomish no Sat. Tame it, the Karinibe had Mosul Karinibe Nami, Mino Adomish no Sat. When Nirish had Tiknu with the Rabbonon, Lohovi, Mishum Kin Peres. Only with the Rabbonon. I will create law with Amir Mochel, Mishum the Mexican Shikru. He says, either you own it or you don't own it. There's no half ownership of a shiva. Okay. Now, I just went through everything. Now we have to take this back. the issues, I think, are pretty well clarified and defined. Now we have to see how this all comes back into one happy sukkah.